Okay, today is Daf Pei Hei. You're on Daf Pei Dalet, the last line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, remember those names, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda is an Amora, in the name of Shmuel is Rebbe, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a pit that's between two Chatzers, Mufleges Mikosel, and it's, in other words, there's two chatzers, there's a pit in between. It's not flush against either wall of either chatzer. It's in the middle. Ze arba, muflagas mikosel ze arba, umikosel ze arba. It's four tvachim away from one wall. It's four tvachim away from the other wall. It's right smack in the middle. So I have a window above my chatzer. I want to go put water in the bucket and get water out of the well. But the problem is that the bar is also near your chatzer. And we didn't make an Eruv. So can we use this well? Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, yes. Zeh motzi ziz kol shu'u mamale. Zeh motzi ziz kol shu'u mamale. One guy has to stick a beam or a post coming out of the wall as a reminder. The other side does the same thing. Really, you don't have to do that. It's just a hecker. Rashi says, Zemotzi ziz kol shehu mikoslo, from your wall ad labar, until the pit, which is four tachim, umamale derech alono. Then you can fill up the pit, you can fill up the bar with your window, through your window. It's a hecker. V'chein zeh, here we go. T'kivin d'muflag is dalid, since it's four tvachim away, lo shilti be iser zeh al zeh. I can't answer you from using it, and you can't answer me from using it. However, u'mishum shi reshuz l'shneihem, b'mavui nami leka. It's also not considered the reshuz of both of them. Shin d'yurin p'suchim l'chad. Nobody lives there, nobody lives in this area. Lotzeis lavo b'regel, v'ein tashmishim mekach el derech avir. You only use it through the air. Nobody walks there, only use it through the air. Ubedin hu, this is nami loli boy. You don't even need a piece of thing coming out of the wall. You don't even need that. El mishum heker ba'alma, shlo yishtamshu b'rishus acheres, shol shnayim below Erev. You should know, I can't use someone else's rishus without an Erev, because you're not allowed to use the other rishuses without an Erev. But here, it's not really a rishus, it's just a bar. So you put a stick, mishum hachi, misakni hacha porta. That's why a little fix is good enough. And then Rashi says, we said something in Masechta Shabbos, if you have a boat and you want to lower your bucket into the boat, you have to have a little piece of wood sticking out of the boat. As a hecker, I can do this in the river, but I can't do this somewhere else. And we're going to learn, I think it's tomorrow or the day after, that there's a cooler when it comes to water. You're not really doing anything wrong. In case you stick a post out there. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda didei amar, Yehuda himself said, "Afilu kanya." Doesn't even have to be. Apparently, Shmuel said the post has to be like four tvachim long, post. He says even afilu kanya, even a small little piece of wood. Nothing, a small little piece of wood, good enough too. Amalei Abaya l'Rav Yosef. So Abaya said to Rav Yosef, "Had Rav Yehuda de Shmuel he? This Rav Yehuda was obviously said in the name of Shmuel. In other words, Shmuel said you have to put out a ziz, which we'll call that a four, what is it called, four tvachim? A long piece of wood. And Rabbi Yehuda himself said, even a small piece of wood's good enough. That clearly was said in the name of Shmuel. In other words, he really holds from Shmuel, but he's a little more makel. Shmuel said a long stick, and Rabbi Yehuda said a small stick's also good. D'i d'rav, because if he held like Rav, Ha Amar Ein Adam Oser Al Chaveru Derech Avir, I cannot aser you from using your window to fill up the bucket, and therefore, according to Rav, you would need no hecker at all. So no iser. I'm not going to mix this up with another chatzer. There's no reason I have to put a stick at all. So when Rabbi Yehuda said you have to put a stick, he clearly meant in the world of Shmuel you have to put up a stick. Okay, Shmuel said a long stick. I say a small stick. According to Rav, there'll be no stick at all. So far, so good? Okay. Ude Shmuel Mehecha. Where did Shmuel get this halacha from? Look at Rashi. It's on the first mid-level line. Me'eza memra de Shmuel. What did Shmuel ever say? Selka daita da abaya lamashme de Yehuda mid Shmuel gamala. What did Shmuel ever say that Rabbi Yehuda, that Abaya thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Shmuel, but he's a little bit fine-tuned him, but he really holds like him. The kasal gadai techashta techim shama Abaya lahad Rabbi Yehuda milsab anpe nafshe shama. Abaya heard a random statement from Yehuda. He didn't read like we read the Gemara. First, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Then Rabbi Yehuda said in his own name. No, Abaya didn't hear it like that. Abaya heard Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda make a statement that, you know, when you have a bar between two properties, you can put a piece of wood. It's all Abaya heard. And he deduced, oh, this must be like Shmuel. And what made him think that? What made him think that? So, here, Rashi continues. T'chishama Abaya dahad Rav Yehuda milseb anpe nafshe shama. He heard some random statement from Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, ne'er bor shebein shtei chateros, mufleges arba, mikan, umikan, zemotzi, kana, kalshu, umale. And the other one puts out a little small little piece of wood. V'lo shama behedya had Shmuel. Abaya never heard that Shmuel really was behind the statement. Abaya never heard that part. So Abaya heard a random statement from Rabbi Yehuda that you have to put out something on the window, coming out of the window, to allow you to use the bar underneath. Right? He never heard that Shmuel said that it has to be a longer stick, and Rav said no stick at all. He never heard any of that. Di Allah the Hashmuel, this is kalshu shama Abaya, lad Rabbi Yehuda. If Abaya would have heard that Shmuel said in the name of Yehuda something, mighty Baal and the Shmuel Mehecha, Abaya never would have asked. Where did Shmuel get that from? Never would have asked that question. He said it's a member from Shmuel. V'i ha'acha Hashmin and Shmuel behedya the boy tikkun. Shmuel said straight out, you have to make a tikkun. Obviously, Abaya never heard that. So Abaya is wondering, where did this come from? It must have come from Shmuel, but he never heard this statement. So he's going to find another statement of Shmuel, which is going to support Rabbi Yehuda that you got to fix the bar underneath in some way. What's that? Everyone so far, is everyone with me? Okay. Elema, is it from here? The Mahad Amr of Nachman Amar Shmuel, where Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. This is yesterday. Gag hasamach l'Rishus Harabim. If you have a roof near Rishus Harabim, right, the houses are uneven, so your roof is flush with the Rishus Harabim, right, your house is below the street level, so your roof is flush with Rishus Harabim. Tzarech tsulam kavua lahatiro. You need a ladder, a kavua ladder, to matir using the roof. Why? Rashi reminds us. V'i lo, and if you don't have one, b'nei Rishus Harabim osri alayu derech avir. Then the fact that the b'nei Rishus Harabim can put things there asks you from using your roof. She'en gag zeh royal tashmishin elam kein zarkin alav shum davar. You have to throw things on there. Stam Rishus Harabim ikka chafufei samuch lekosalam umris rechakim al karchan. So because stam roof, you're not mamash flush with the roof, it's a little bit away, so people will use the roof. So therefore what? Therefore what? It's a raya. They have to make some kind of fix. So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma Kirov Papa. Maybe it's like what Papa said yesterday, that it's only talking about hats and kerchiefs. Right, what Papa said yesterday. Hats and kerchiefs, it's not such a concrete use, and then maybe you don't have to have a fix on the roof, so it's not a raya to Shmuel at all, to Rabbi Yehuda at all, not a raya at all. Ela Meha. How about this? This is a raya. Zemotzi ziz kol shehu umamale. Our Gemara, Abaya didn't hear it, but he heard a different memra that one puts out a post, a stick, the other side puts out a stick, umamale. And once each put out a stick, we could both use the bar. Taima, the reason is the apik. We put a stick there. Holo apik, lo aminon. Holo apik. If not for that, aminon, we would say adam osra chaver derech avir, that you can't use the bar because my window, which is near your window, I'm on the opposite side of the bar from you, right? I didn't put out a stick. You can't use the bar. You didn't put out a stick. I can't use the bar. So you see that Shmuel holds, and Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to do some kind of fix. Udrav mehecha. What about Rav? Rav said, you don't have to do anything. No, you don't have to do anything. Why not? You don't have to do any tikkun at all. Because Rav held that you can't aser, one person can't aser another person, derech avir. Only airspace. All I have is airspace. I'm up 10 tachim, I have a window, you have a window, only all it is airspace. How can I aser your airspace? We're not using the bottom underneath. We're not walking around here. How can I aser you? Says Rav, you don't have to make any tikkun at all. The truth is that Shmuel really agrees to that. The only reason he said to make a tikkun is that you should remember that in an Eruv, in a real play, in a real chatzah, you can't carry without an Eruv. But he really doesn't require it either. It's a funny machlokas, really. He really, at root, he really agrees with this principle of Rav, that you don't have to do anything, because you can't answer derech avir. Okay, so Shmuel has a gzira. Okay, where did Rav get his halacha from? Ilem meha, if it's from the following, shtei gezus teros, you have two ledges, zu lamayla mizu, one's the top of the other one, Asu mechitza lel yona. If the top one made a mechitza, v'lo asu mechitza letachtona, and the bottom one didn't make a mechitza, and there's a board down there, and you want to go have a hole in your ledge to let the bucket down, shtei in asuros, they're both asur, ad shiyarvu. Well, they make an eruv together. Vavavuna marav, lo shanu ela besmucha. It's only true if they're near each other, right? Rashi says, Ela besmucha, she'ein el yona mishucha mikineged ha-tachtona b'meshech ha-kosel dalet tvachim. They're not four tvachim away from each other. Af al-gav de'gavoa mimena asara, even if it's 10 tvachim high, in other words, they could be 10 tvachim high like this, but they're only four tvachim apart like this. There are two apartments, two ledges. They could be way far like this. They could be 20 tefachim apart from each other height-wise. One's on the 7th floor, and one's on the 2nd floor. They're very far apart. But they're only 4 tefachim far apart this way. Height-wise, they could be far apart. But length-wise, they're very close to each other. They're next-door neighbors.
It's a narrow alley.
What? No. They're coming out of one building. It's one building. I have an apartment. I have a fire escape. You have a fire escape. Right? It could be where 50 feet apart from each other, height-wise. You're way up there. I'm way down there. But length-wise, we're very close to each other. Only 4 tefachim away from each other. Okay?
You're saying the wall's
touching
an angle?
No angle. It's a regular wall. I live on the 2nd floor. I have a ledge. You live on the 20th floor. You also have a ledge.
Okay.
How far apart are we? Very far apart.
But
how far apart are we? How far apart are we height-wise? Very far apart. How far apart are we lengthwise? We're very close. You hear the case? I think this is what's from. It's an angle. The wall's not on an angle. The wall's not on an angle.
The ledges.
Right, they're next door to each other, but since they're so far apart this way, but if they would be next to each other, they'd be two tefachim apart from each other. However, they're so far apart, but if they'd be at the same level, they'd be very close to each other. In such a case, so, that's lo shanu ela besmucha. That's only true if they're next to each other. Why? So Rashi says, she'ein el yona meshucha mikenegen ha-tachtona b'meshach ha-kosel dal tvachim. They're only 4 tvachim away from each other. Does the picture say I'm right?
There's no picture for this, but what you're describing is sort of yesterday's picture.
Right. Right. Af agav de'gavo mimena asara, even though it could be more than 10 tvachim away from each other, height-wise, but not distance-wise. Rav ha-taimei, so one has a lower, one can lower it down. One has to. So if I want to get my bucket into the water, what do I have to do? I have to throw my bucket into your ledge. I don't have a opening. I have to throw it into your ledge. Then it's going to go down your hole. That's a very what's the word? It's an inconvenient way of using it. Shilshul is very much more convenient. You drop your bucket down. One has inconvenient. One has convenient. And the rule is. Shnei and Asurin, they're both inconvenient. The Tashmish L'Shilshul D'Zvika. I'm sorry. Rav Tanya Damar Zel L'Shilshul V'Zeb Zvika. Shnei and Asurin. The Tashmish L'Shilshul V'Zvika. The Tashmish L'Shilshul V'Zvika. Chashiv Tashmish. They're both considered good. Avul Muflegesh Mimena Mikineg the Dalit. But if the 4 tefachim away from each other, one's in one part of the building, and one's way over there, they're very far apart from each other. Given the Eilat Tachtona Kan El Tashish Muflag, the Meshach Zev Avir, Fav Tashishu. Since I have to use the air, it's not considered a tashmish, and we don't answer each other. So what do you see? The Rav holds that air doesn't answer each other. If they're very close to each other, it's not considered air. But if they're very far apart from each other, nothing to do with each other. They're so far apart from each other. So what do you see? That there's no isser, there's no isser in airspace. That's exactly what Rav said over here, sitting with the bar. Yeah.
But one
was 7 stories higher. Right. So 7 stories is an exaggeration. It's only going to be 1 story higher. They didn't make such high buildings back then. Only 2-story buildings.
Even if it was very high, you could just use the airspace, right? You can't, usually you can't.
So for some reason, if they're close to each other horizontally, there's a problem. The reason is because your use is inconvenient. That's why. But if you're so far apart from each other, what do you mean use is inconvenient? You're there and I'm here. We have nothing to do with each other.
Then you don't
respect
each other.
Correct. Arba, but if we're far apart from each other, El Yonim Muteres, the upper one is Mutter. Why? Because they made an Eruv. Vatachton Asura. The bottom one is Asur. They didn't make an Eruv. They didn't enclose the ledge, so they're not allowed to use the ledge to fill up water. So what do you see? Rav holds, there's no Isser by airspace. No, says the Gemara, Dilma Shani Hacha, maybe here it's different, the Kivon, the Lezeb is Rika, since the bottom one has to throw the thing above Vishilshal, and then lower it down, Ulezeb, and the top one, Vishilshal Luchudei, all he has to do is lower his bucket, Kula Bizrika, Kilezeb is Rika, Vilezeb Pesach Dami. It's as if one is inconvenient, and one is convenient, and therefore there's no shaila that the one that's convenient is going to win. So it's not a raya that it's because of airspace, it could be because of convenience. It's not a raya. Elameha, the raya is from here. Damar of Nachwood, Amarav Baravua, Amarav. Shnei Batim. Okay, this is a very complicated case. Shnei Batim, Vishalosh Haruvos Beinehen. There are 2 houses, and there are 3 chatzers that nobody lives in the middle. The Gemara thinks that it's a house, that they're all lined up in a row. A house, 1 chorva, a 2nd chorva, a 3rd chorva, and another house. That's what the Gemara thinks initially. We're going to change that, and we're going to say it like this. The 3 chorvas are shaped like a triangle. So there's 1 on top and 2 below. Okay? What do I gain by that? You'll see in a minute. But the Gemara thinks now they're all lined up. So if I have a case like this, Shnei Batim, there are 2 houses, Vishalosh Chorvos Beinehen. And in between the 2 houses are 3 chorvas. 3 people, 3 houses, 3 properties, nobody lives in them. Now I want to use the property next to me because it's empty property. I can put my lawn chair there. So Ze Tashmish Besamach Shalo. I use one area. How do I use it? I can't go in there, there's a wall. So I have to throw things. Ayadei Zrika. V'zeh tashish b'samach shalom. Ayadei Zrika. I use the one next to me. Mata uses the one next to him. The emtsai, and the middle one that no one really uses, usher. It's usher. Okay, the middle one's usher. It's an area that no one made an Erev. It's usher. Now, I didn't make an Erev on the next door property to me. But do I have to? No, no one lives there. What about the middle one? But that's usher. And I live on one side, Mata lives on the other side, we have 3 in between. I use 1 next to me, he uses the 1 next to him, the middle one's Aser. Says Rashi, leave Rashi aside for a minute. Rashi of Kahana, the Karma Laha Shmaitza. Of Kahana couldn't believe this. Amalei, Hachi, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Bar Be Rav, Amar Hachi? Amalei, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Rav, Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav say this? Did Rav really say this halacha? Amalei in. He did say it. Rav said it. Achvi Liush Bize. Where does Rav live? Show me Rav's house. I gotta go talk to Rav about this. So Achvi Lei showed him his house. Asalika made the Rav. He knocked on Rav's door. Amalei, Amar Mar Hachi. Did you say that? Did you really say that halacha? Amalei in? Yes, I did say it. Amalei, v'amar hu da amar, Lozebe Shilshul Vulzebe Zrika Shneim Asurin. They're both usher. If what does that mean? That means your property I live at one house, Mati lives three houses away, and in the middle are three ruins. If I want to use the property next to Mati, it's very inconvenient. And if Mati wants to use the property next to me, that's very convenient. Very, very inconvenient. What about the one next to me? That's much more convenient. What about the one next to him? That's convenient. Didn't you say that when one's convenient and one's inconvenient, they're both usser? So how could you hold that you can use the property next door? If I want to use the property next door, but if I want to use the property two houses away, it's inconvenient. And he can't use the one next door, and I can't use the one next door. How could this be? How could you say that? A Malay, so Rav answered, no, you mixed up the whole case. Me, Savarta, you thought, the Kaimi Bishura? You think all the houses are in a line? No, they're not in a line at all. The Kaimi Bichatsuva. They're in a Chatsuva shape. What's a Chatsuva shape? There should be a picture of it. My yard goes to one Chatzur, and the two other Chatzurs, the two other ruins, are below it. It's like a triangle. I don't know how else to describe it. It's two Chatzurs, and on top is a single chatzar that takes up the space of two chatzars. So it's three ruins, but it's really only one chatzar. Right? So Rashi says, way down there, Vishlashd on smuch in the bottom. All three are next to each house. Not all three. Two out of the three. Vemsoi kineged shtehem kishloshu ragle akankan. So when I go out my door, I have two chatzars. Two ruins I could use. One that's connected to Mati's house, also on the other side, and one that's not. I'm not talking about the one that's not. I'm talking about the one that is. Did you see the case? I come out of my door, my chatzar, right next to my chatzar is a ruin. The ruin goes for 30 feet, at the under end of the ruin is Mati's house. It happens to me there's another ruin right off to the side, that ruin doesn't go to Mati's house. It's there's a wall, and on the other side there's another ruin that goes to Mati's house. See the case? So when I get out of my house, there's a ruin, but it's the same ruin that connects to Mati's house. That we didn't know that before. So I'm not asking, it's, for me it's convenient, and for you it's convenient. It's both convenient for both of us.
That should be a triangle.
It's a triangle, exactly.
Why in the case with the original case with Marco was three lined up? One is convenient for you, one is not. What's the reason why that would be also?
Because if I want to use the one that's next to Mati,
right,
it's very inconvenient for me.
Right.
So we have a rule, but it's convenient for him. Rav held, if it's convenient for one and inconvenient for the other, they're both usher.
What?
So he said yesterday, why? He said 2 days ago. I don't remember what he said. I don't remember what his svar was. No, it's considered a chatzar. I don't know the status, but nobody lives there, so I don't have to make an eruv. Nobody lives there. It's abandoned property. Nobody lives there. So I go out there to hang out on Shabbos. You also go out to hang out on Shabbos. It's just as convenient for you as it is for me.
No.
So Rav holds, there's no eruv.
It's gotta have some sort of, you have to still do some sort of action to it.
No, Rav holds nothing. Just like when there's a bar between two properties, Rav said you don't have to do anything. I can use the bar, you can use the bar. No ticking, no post, no stick, nothing. Why? Because you can't asser an airspace. As long as...
Why is it asser an airspace? I'm assering the chatzar.
That's airspace, because no one owns it.
It.
As long as the use, the ability to use it is the same for both of us. Same tashma, same ease, same convenience. I have a window going down to the bar, you have a window going down to the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You're asking it for a reason. Well, you're offering it for a reason. What's the difference having a room there or having a chatzar there? It's the same thing.
What do you mean?
A ruin?
Oh, a ruin. I thought you said a ruin. A ruin?
R-U-I-N.
No, because nobody lives in a ruin.
I don't live in a chatzar either.
What? No, but people share a chatzar. What do you mean?
But
here, nobody's a mamash.
But the ruin is nobody living there.
Yeah.
Of something.
So I think it has status of nothing. Taka.
No.
Has status of nothing. It's not a Rishus Rabim.
What? It's a
Rishus Yachim without an owner. So what is that?
Okay,
So Rav says, I hold it's nothing. It's like Hefker. By the way, a bar in between two of us. What is that?
A usable space that you use it for something.
Right, same thing over here.
I don't think a bar is any different than a chutzar.
No, it is different. It is different because the only thing you do with it is pull water out of it. You don't sit there in your lawn chair and watch the neighbors go by. You don't do that. Only in a chutzar you do that.
But either way, I have access to use it for something.
I hear. So that's what, yeah, I don't know the lumbus behind this. Like, what's going on here? I just know the rules. Right? So Rav holds that you don't aser if the use is equal. There's no asering each other. What does that mean? I'm not 100% sure. I admit, I don't know what it means. So since over here, my use is just as convenient as your use, I can use the abandoned chatzar, you can use the abandoned chatzar, no issue. Now, what about... What? Exactly. What about the other two ruins that nobody could use? Why? Because one's convenient for me, one's inconvenient for him. The one that's next to him is convenient for him, inconvenient for me.
Right.
That we can't use.
Right.
Because the use is not the same. But the chutzah that's connected to both of our houses, it's convenient for both. And therefore it's convenient for both, we can both use it. Rav holds no ticket at all. That we've just... That's right. The middle one means, that's Rashi explains, the middle one means the other two. The other two. One's closer to me, and one, but it's not connected to him. But him and the other one, they call it A, B, and C. C, A is connected to both of us. B is only connected to me. C is only connected to him. I can't use B. Why not? Because for me it's convenient, for him it's inconvenient. I can't use C. Why not? Because for me it's inconvenient, for him it's convenient. What about A? A we both use. Both convenient.
The middle one.
Right. Amalei Papa LaRava, Lema Shmuel, let's say Shmuel, who didn't hold from this. Right? Les Leder of Dini. Shmuel held that you can offer airspace. Right? That's what Shmuel held. You got to put out a stick. What about the Shmuel argue on Ravdini? Well, Ravdini made a statement that no one seems to argue on. What statement did Ravdini make? The Chiyasa Ravdini, when Ravdini came, Amr B'Yochanan, he said the name of B'Yochanan, Makom She'en Bo Dalet Al Dalet. If a place is less than 4x4, it's called a Makom Petur. It's a Makom Petur. It's a less than Dalet Al Dalet. Mutter Livnei Rishos Rabim Ulvnei Rishos Yachir L'Kasif Olav. Everybody is allowed to use that this Makom Petur. Now, I don't know how you're in Rishos Rabim with a package that you're going to put down on this Makom Petur. How you have this package carried. I don't know how you're carrying the package. How did you get the package? How are you carrying it? Shabbos. I don't know the answer to that question. Right. Might some answer like that. You can put it on the post. And the B'nai Rosh Hashanah can also use the post. Now, it's convenient for both of us. The post is right outside my house. So I can go to my yard. Right outside my yard is this post. I can take my things and put it on the post. You're walking in the street right next to the post. You can take your things and put it on the post. It's convenient for me. It's convenient for you. Says Rav Dimi, no problem. You want to give me the book, right? You're going to carry, have your kid carry the book, he'll put it on the post, then I'll take the book. That you're not allowed to do. You can play that game. But if I want to just rest, put the book on the post for a minute to rest, I'm allowed to do that. Whether I'm in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. So what do you see? What do you see? You see that Shmuel allows, if he holds like Rav Dimi, he allows two people to use the same area that's convenient for both without a ticket. And Shmuel held, you got to make a ticket. So when I, right? You hear what the question is? So the Gemara answers something that Shimi asked me about a few weeks ago. I don't have the answer for him. Hassam, over there, it's Rishio's Doraisa. That's a Makom Petur. I'm in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're allowed to rest it over here. I'm allowed to rest it over here. So it's just Doraisas. We're talking about Doraisas. When it comes to Doraisas, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry that someone's going to make a mistake. Because it's serious business over here. Right? Bahacha, Rishios Derabanan. Here it's Rishios Derabanan. All things Derabanan. I am my chatzar. There's a well over here. There's no Aveira. There's no Aveira. The well's not on Rishios Rabin. What's the issue? It did Derabanan. So, the Chacham, Asu, Chizik L'Devrem, Yosem Mishal Torah, Derabanan made a Gzeira more than the Torah would make a Gzeira. Torah would say, leave it alone. Rav Dimi said, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because you know it's Doraisa, you're not going to make a mistake. And but the Rabbanan is already, the Rabbanan is so complicated, Hilchos Erev, and no one knows it, we make more Gzeiros. What Jimmy asked me was, don't we have a rule that there's not, first of all, in Gzeiro look Gzeiro. So we don't make Gzeiros on already Gzeiros. And Doraisa is a much more machmir. So then we make siyagim and we make rules. When do you make rules under Rabbi Yisrael? When you don't make rules? How do you know when to do this? You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So don't even touch a pen. Maybe you'll come to write. Right? Such a thing. Why don't we say, what do you mean? It's a Doraisa. No one's going to write. Who's going to write on Shabbos? Who's going to do that? You can touch all the pens you want. We don't say that. When do you say that and when do you say this? What's the rule? You hear the question?
Yeah, almost all Darbanas are more stringent than their rises.
No, yes, that's true. But to say that we make a Gzeira to protect the Darbanon, and we're not going to make a Gzeira to protect the Daraisa, that's funny.
No, the
Gzeira
to
Gzeira. Gzeira to Gzeira is a different thing. Here we have a Daraisa, we don't have to make any Gzeiras whatsoever. It's Daraisa, everyone's going to know. When it comes to the Darbanon, we make a Gzeira. You can't use the well once you put a stick out your window. Why? Because it's a Darabanan, so it's so complicated. The rule that we make a mistake.
We make Zeris for Daraisas.
What?
We make Zeris.
I know. That's this question. When do we make Zeris for Daraisas? And when do we say, nah, that's okay, it's a Daraisa. We don't have to make a Zera. Like over here. No need to make a Zera. It's Daraisa.
We left that up to the Chacham.
What?
We left that up to the
Chacham. Right, so what was there? Did they have a benchmark? Did they have any guidepost? When we feel we need to make a Zera, right? When not? Yeah, let me hear.
When they saw people doing stuff that didn't work.
So it was just a case by case basis. Could be. It could very well be.
Isn't this a
classic shiur? What?
Isn't this a classic shiur?
On a Durabanon. On a
Durabanon.
Yeah, it's not so common. Not so common. Like a shiur on a Durabanon? Amalei Ravina Larava. Me, I'm a Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say this? That what? That about the ruin? Va'itmar shnei batim b'shnei tzidim rishos harabim. You have two houses on opposite sides of the street. Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Os lizrok mizeh rizeh. Ushmul Amar mutal lizrok mizeh rizeh. You can throw from one to the other. And Rav said you can. And Rav said you can't. And Shmuel said you can. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, why can't I? The kasha is the same. Why can't I? So Amalei lo lav miyukimna b'demadali chad u'matasi chad d'zinna d'begadim v'nafal avasal atzuyeh. No, because the houses, the two houses on two sides of the street were not at the same level. So there was a chashash, it's going to go into Rosh Hashanah somehow and you come to carry it. That's a different story. Okay, that has nothing to do with this. Okay. Next Mishnah. No sin is a ruva b'bayis. Hanos in a Zeruv Beishar. If you put the Eruv in a Beishar, what's a Beishar? Some entranceway. A Chsadra, a porch, a Marpeset, a different kind of porch. Ain't no Eruv. That's not an Eruv. It's got to be in a house. It can't be in some guardhouse. Nobody lives there. Hadar Sham ain't Oser Lov. Not only that, if somebody lives in that house, it's not really a house, he doesn't answer the rest of the Eruv. Why? It's not considered a house. It's nothing. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, house, a warehouse of Teven, Bakar, it's Eitzim, wood, Beis Otros, other kinds of things. Hareza Erev, that is an Erev. Why? That's already considered a house. Vadar Sham Osha, if you live there, if the guy lives in the barn with the animals, he doesn't know where to live, it's where he lives, he'll lost her. It's considered a residence. Rebu de Omer, Mie Sham Tofises Yad, Shalvalabai, it's Eno Oser. If I own the house, I have a house, and I also own the garage, and I let you live in my garage, and you pay me rent, but I'm allowed to keep my barbecue in the garage. You don't care. Once I have a chelik of the garage, it's as if I own the garage too, and you don't answer at all. You're just a guest. You don't answer at all. Okay. Amr Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Kal Makom Sha'amru Hador Sham Eina Oser. Whatever it says that if someone lives there, they don't answer. Hanosin Es Eruvo Eino Eruv. If you're living in a place that doesn't count to Asa the Eruv, then you can't put the Eruv in that place. They go hand in hand. Where can I put the Eruv? Only in a house. If it's not a house, and the person lives in some random structure, he won't ask for the rest of us. I can't put the Erev there. Chutz mi beis shar diyachid. Except for a beis shar, that's private. What does that mean? Right, beis shar diyachid. The chatzar shel yachid. Not sure what this is. A chatzar of yachid. Umasni beis shar the chatzar d'rab maskinan. The Mishnah was talking about a beis shar of the rabbin. Here we're talking about a beis shar of the yachid. What exactly is the difference between a beis shar of the rabbin and a beis shar of the yachid? Right. So the Chazon Ish says, if it's in private place and you put the Erev there, maybe you're going to give the chashivas. I have to fit some pshat. I don't know why. What does it? I don't know what it means. What does that even mean?
It means, so it has a little security.
But it's in the Shus Yachid.
Outside his house.
Yeah.
It's like his house.
It's like it's no. But what if I live there? I'm a homeless man. I ask, can I live in there? You say, yeah, go live in there. So the point is that now I'm living there.
But it seems, no, yes, that's the question. The question is, the difference between Yachid and Shusharam.
Right.
On Shusharam, it doesn't walk anybody. It's too small for use of anything else. In Shusharam Yachid, it's no different than part of my house.
Fair enough. So now, one more thing. V'chal makam sh'amri chacham emenichim bo eruv. If there's any of these houses you can't put an eruv, menichim bo shittuf. That's a shittuf you can put in there. Why? Because a shittuf joins all the chatzars. So you can put it in the chatzar. You don't have to put it in someone's house. You can put it in the chatzar. So why can't it be in the yard in the chatzar? It could. Why can't it be in the beis shar in the chatzar? It could. Why can't it be on the porch in the chatzar? It could. Shittuf is different than an eruv. Chutz, except for me avir mavui. But except for the airspace, what does that mean? My kamashmalon? Tanina, we know that it's old news. Hanos, and it's a eruv of beis shar. Achsad jumar peset, ain't a eruv. You put an Erev in the Beis Shar, it doesn't work. Erev u delo havi. The Erev doesn't work. Hashituf havi. Shituf does work. Beis Shar diyachid va'aver derab b'mavag istrichalei delo tanan. Yeah, but the chiddush was this Beis Shar v'yachid, which works, and a shituf, and the aver of a mavoi, which doesn't work, that we didn't know. Tanya nami hachi. Hanos in a through Beis Shar. Some puts his Erev in a Beis Shar. Ach sadra umar peset ubechatzer ubemavoi. Hareze Erev. I vote non Eze Erev. Ain't the Erev, it's not true. Ema, Hareze Shittuf. I meant to say it's a Shittuf. You put your Shittuf in any of these places, it's valid. Shittuf umavoi lo mintar. But a Shittuf in a mavoi is not protected. What do you mean? You put it in the mavoi? A mavoi is a public street. How's it going to be watched? No. What I meant was, Bechatzer Sheba mavoi. I could put the barrel of wine in the Chatzer in a mavoi. It has to be in someone's Chatzer. Or someone's house, or someone's ksadra, or someone's arpeset. At least it's semi-private. You put it in the middle of the mavoi, it's not private at all. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, b'nei chabura shayu mesubin. Bunch of guys are sitting around on a Friday afternoon, and they're eating a tsuda. What kind of case is this? Who's doing this? But they're doing it. They're eating a tsuda on Friday afternoon, and it's time for Shabbos. They have weddings, a wedding, or it's Purim. For kiddush levayom. And now it's time for davening. Time for Kiddush Shabbos. So pas al shulchan, the pas on the table, somchil abishem eruv. That'll be the eruv. We all brought. It was a what's that called? When everyone brings their own food, and we all joined together in the food. Everyone did that. Everyone contributed. Here we go. Vamri l'abishem shittuf. And some say this could even be for the shittuf. Amar Rabba lo pligi. There's no argument. Kan, when can it be a valid eruv? When the meal's taking place indoors. If it's taking place indoors, the Erev has to be in a house. We're in a house. We're in my living room. It's excellent. In my dining room. Fantastic. Kan, when can it be valid as a mshituf? We're eating outdoors. We're eating outside in the yard. Right? With the umbrella. It's beautiful. That could be the Erev. It can't be an Erev. It's not inside someone's house. It's in the yard. But it could be a shituf. Amalei Abaya L'Rabba Tanya Miseelach. We have a brayso that says the exact same thing. Eruve Chatzeros B'Chatzer. Eruve Chatzeros in the Chatzer. V'Shituf Mivos B'Mavoi. And the Shituf Mivos is in the Mavoi. Bavina Bavu. Yes. What does that mean? Eruve Chatzeros B'Chatzer. They're not allowed to put the Eruve Chatzeros outdoors. V'Atnan Hanosen Eruve Beishar Chazan Pesa Ein Eruv. Doesn't work. Ema. What I meant to say was Eruve Chatzeros B'Bayis Shebachatzer. That's right. The Eruv Chatzeros has to be indoors of a Chatzer. And shetufe mevos bechatzur shebemavli. And the shetufe mevos is in a chatzur in the mavli. Exactly. It could be outdoors. Good?
What I don't understand is
that's only one thing you don't understand?
That's the only thing I don't understand at this moment. By an Eruv.
Yeah?
It sounds like we're making up a difference between Arvus and Shitfus. Shitfus can be outside, because it's just showing you, what we said the whole time already.
That's right.
It can be anywhere. It's just showing that we're partners. Whereas Arvus is a different level of interaction.
That's right.
So if it has to be indoors, why don't we need an Eruv in both houses?
You don't?
Why don't you?
Oh, because we're all considered a part of that house. That's why. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and you live. We're all considered a part of Reuven's house. Why? Because I gave him food. It's like I have a chiluk over there. That's how. That's right. If your food is there, it's as if you're there.
I understand that. So the question is, why is the,
that?
Why
that's
is,
how.
Why would the chutz are not work?
Because it's outdoors. It's a random thing. It's like have some. That's right. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. And today's daf was sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lil Mishas Moshe Dov and Shalom Pinchas, and Nisal Bas Shmuel, Tinshamos Shavaliyas. Everyone have a very good day.